Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shir. In the first shir, we saw the Gemara Maseches Ksubis that says that if the man, we're misupik about whether or not he's pasul l'kahuna, goes to the woman, we can say kol deparish meruba parish, and if there's a robe of ksherim, she's kshera. And Tosis asks, what about the Gemara Nazir that says that if a man sent a shlech to be Makadish and Isha, and he doesn't know he was Makadish, so he's asked to b'chol anashim sheba'olam, and even if he was Makadish or in the street, but hajra l'nechusa, she's going to go back home. And memela, you see, so therefore there is no parish by a person. Because it says that even if he was Makadish, the woman in the shuk, she's going to go home. And Tosis Teretz is that there, b'shas ha'iser, we're not talking about the woman's going to go home, the woman who he wants to marry now, that now he finds her in the shuk and she's going home later, but rather the woman who he already married. So in other words, a person can have a din of parish, but it happens to be this woman is kavua, because we assume she went home. So there is a concept of human beings by kavua, and that's miyashiv the Gemara and Ksubis, that there is a concept of parish by person. And as long as right now he's not in Makom Kavur, so the man went to the woman, and right now he's parish. But we saw Tosfos Nazir that says not like that. Tosfos Nazir says that we're talking about the woman who he was, now he wants to marry. The woman wants to be Kaddish now. She's going home later. She's going home later. So you see that by human beings, there's no such concept as of parish. Because eventually, they're hadra l'nechusa, they go home. So how is he going to deal with the Gemara Ksubis? It says that we see that there is a concept of parish. So that was the kasha. And we saw in the previous shir, the yisod, that there are two types of rov. There's rov, that's a psak, and there's rov, that is not a psak, it's mevatel v'miut. It's not, it doesn't pask in the shaila, but it tells us there's no meat at all. It's misalik the suffik meikara. Not only that, but there's also a din. There's also a din of roiv. And not only that, but the din of psak. The din of psak is a shayla nechaticha asura. And the din of rov that's mefatal the miut is be'etzem ha-suffik, be'ikar ha-suffik. It tells us enkan suffik. There's no suffix at all. The roof completely wipes it to me. There's no suffix at all. And therefore we said that we need both taisus. It's not a steer at all in taisus, and we need both. Because when we're talking about the Isha Mesupekis, there you're coming on to the din of roof. And you can say about the Isha Mesupekis that we're going to follow the roof, and we're going to be machria, that she's from the roof hamuteris. In other words, roof hanashim in the world are not relatives of the woman he was Makadish, right? So there we can follow the Rav. But in that case, since we're giving a psak l'tamid, so you can also say, yeah, but tomorrow she's going home, right? A woman doesn't, she likes to do her shopping, but she doesn't like to spend the rest of her life on the street. Yes, she likes, you know, she goes to Midtown, she paints the town red, she goes to Macy's, she goes to Bloomingdale's, she goes here, she goes, she wants to come home. She wants to come home at the end. We understand that. We respect that. So Memela, she's eventually going to come home. So when it comes to the Chaticha Mesupekis, the Isha, so there you can talk about the tomorrow. So that's the, and Memela, she's coming, tomorrow she's going to go back home and she's going to be Kavu and Kumechta Mechtadami. So there you can talk about the tomorrow. But when you're talking about the Goyre Meisr, the Sibas Isser, in other words, the woman he originally married, there you're going to the Sherish HaSafik. There, you're saying there is no suffix at all. There, we don't look at what's going to be tomorrow. There, we look at what is right now. And if right now we see that there's no suffix because we have a rov, so then we say we say right now the rov wiped out the mute. And these two taisusim are talking about two different things. Taisus in Nazir is talking about the woman, the chaticha mesupekis, the one he wants to marry now, and the taisus in Ksubis is talking about the woman he originally married. And there we don't say what's going to be tomorrow. There we look at what is right now. And we say, oh, right now she's already home. She already, the woman he married already is home, and Mamela, now that he's marrying a second woman. So we're going to say he's married to half the women in the world, because the woman he married is home. And Mamela's married to half the women in the world, so we see the woman he wants to marry now as being a kroiba. So that is a tamsis. That's a tamsis of what we saw in the previous two shiurim. I love doing these tamsiot. Ze hizdamnut miyuchedet. That's the nut nefla'a. Pashut la'asot chazarot. La'chazor al alimud. Ze mamash. Ze chayim, Rabbi Yisai. Ze chayim. Tzichim lachzor. Ani lo maspik tov baze. Im chozrim, zochrim. Im chozrim, מתחברים. אז לפי זה נמצא שהתויסס דידון לא יפליגי לדינו עם התויסס בנוזיר, אלא עד רבה באינן לתלוויו. So based on the foregoing, as they say in the essay, Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, a blessed memory, the great rabbi, the English rabbi, he spent 1977 to 1981 in the Jewish Center on the West Side. So he's just like to say in his lectures, you can still listen to them. It's amazing. Chum Shiur and Mamish. Gishmak, and OU Torah, they have it in other places also. You can still find them online. He lived there in Nebuch so young, about close to 30 years ago. So you say, as they say in the essay, in light of what we already saw, these two Tosafim are not really arguing, and we need both. That with Tosis, but our Tosis writes, "Isha Shakita Isha Shliach." He nim says, "Achshav Mokum Akvius Ve'Ayidekhein Dainin Diki Ilu Chatzim Min Hanoshim Sheba Oylam Mekudoshos Loi." That our Tosis says that the woman that the Shliach was Mekadesh, the first woman, his wife, and we don't know who she is, the unidentified wife, we say now she's been Mokum Hakvius. And if now she's been Mokum Hakvius, so now we say, okay, so he's married. He's married to half the ladies in the veld. So that's Loi Mahani Yale Klape Nidoin Zeshel Goyreim Ho Isur. That works, Klape, the cause for the Isser. She de Keshedanim Al Kroi Voiser Ho Shel Zu Im He Mea Mekudasho Islo. Olo, omrinon, de ki'ilu chatzi noshim sheba'oilom hena mekudoshes. We want to know, is the second wife related to the man one he wants to marry now? Is she related to his unidentified first wife or not? Well, let's see. How many first wives does he have? Well, he has 4 billion of them, right? I mean, half the women in the world. That's are the marriageable women he can marry in the world, right? Half the women in the world, that's who he's married to. Kol kavua kamechta mechtzadami. So there's no roven miut. There's no roven miut because it's mechtza mechtza. Aval kishedanim klapei chatichas ha'isur. In other words, when you're dealing with the chatichas sister, who's the chatichas sister? The chatichas sister is this woman who comes now, he wants to be Makadish, this woman now. Is she usher to him als erva or not? So here we have, we're talking about the Chaticha Mesupekas, here we have a hachro, we have a decision of rov. V'loi chay shinon l'ha deha mikudeshes yesh la chashivus shel kavua. And we're not choshesh for the fact that the mikudeshes has the chashivus of kavua, why this of sof? Me'achar. ובמציאוס לא קידש אלא אחס, הרי אין בעולם אלא זין קרובוס האסורוס, ושאר הנושם שבעולם, שהם הרויב, שריין לי. So the Tosis in Nazir says, we are not looking, we are not focusing on we already mentioned in previous years, not to look. We are not focusing, but we're talking about the halacha, right? And that's the argument between the Chassidim and the Misnag, that the Chassidim don't learn these sukkis, they skip parts of Ksubis and other things. And the Litvish approach is that Torah is Kadosh, and it's not going to be mitame a person to learn Torah, even though we're dealing with matters of very, very private matters. So, and you see in the Metzias, right, you see a Bachar who's sitting in Yeshiva, sitting in Miri, sitting in Brisk, and he's knacking away and learning in Ksubis. And Yevamis, and he's learning all these sugis about Bia. You see the purity on his face. And then you see this another bacher who's Nebuch off the derech, and he's also dealing with matters of tznius, but he's getting it through the movies and through the Netflix, through his phone. So you see in his face already what he looks like. So Torah is makadish, Torah is matahir. So we have nothing to worry about. That's the literature approach. And of course, we don't, even though obviously I have my Nitias who's right, but I'll leave that up to the bigger people to decide, and the Rabbanu Shalom obviously is the ultimate decisor. Akoponim, the Tosis in Nazir says, let's not focus on our issue here that we're talking about is the woman that he's marrying. The woman that he wants to marry now, wife number two. We're being done klapi chaticha se'iser. Hainu al isha zu, sheba achshav lakacha, him hi asur lo mishum erba. So therefore, here we have achorav roiv. And we're not choshesh that the mekudeshes has a chashivus of kavuah, because since the mitzias, we don't say, oh, she's cool. We're not looking at that other woman. We say, in other words, what her halachic status is, his first wife. We say, in the mitzias, how many women was he mekadesh? He was mekadesh one woman. So now this woman he's meeting on the street, and he wants to be mekadesh her. So what are the odds? What are the odds that he was mekadesh one woman in the world, and she's a relative? I always tell my wife, what are the odds? What are the odds that we have the exact same last name, and we have the exact same children, and we also live in the same house? I mean, who would have thought? What are the odds? So the point is that what are the odds that the one woman he married happens to be the relative of this woman he wants to be Makadish now? In the world, there are only seven krovos that are asulos, and the other women are part of the rov. So it's safe to assume statistically that she's muterisla. She's part of the rov. So now we need Tosis and Nazir. Tosis and Ksubis tells us that the woman who he originally married, his true wife, is now home. Up 50-50, so he's married to half the women in the world. So therefore, he's a sur l'chol anashim sheba'olam. That is Tosfos in Ksubis. And therefore, it is shayach in theory to have a parish by a person. But in this case, you don't have parish because l'maisa, she already went home. But when it comes to the Tosfos in Nazir, there we're talking about the woman he was Makadish on, the second woman, second wife. So here we can say, Hajar l'nichusa, tomorrow she's going home. We're giving a psak, and this psak is going to be l'tomid. So we're already paskining now for the future. That in the future she's going home, and mele she's a din of kavua. You can't, yifshal lifsoket dina mitoras psak shel rov. You can't say she's a psak of rov, because we're paskining her din la'olam, ulemachar. And כיוון שאנחנו פוסקים את דינה לעולם ולמחר היא עתידה לחזור למקום הקביעות. Tomorrow she's going back home. Right? Today she did her shopping. Tomorrow she's going home. So you really need both. Since she's going home. Since she's going home, it's 50-50. In other words, klapei dechaticha sisser. It's 50-50 because she's going home tomorrow. So when you're talking in Nazir about the Chaticha sister, you could say she's Asrot 50-50. And you have to go there because the woman who, when you're dealing with the Isha, we're not looking at the Isha. We're looking at the original woman, his real wife, the first one that he married. We're saying that, we're not saying she's Kavua Kamachza Machzadam. We're focusing on the second wife. And the first wife is just one woman. In other words, klapei the second wife, the first wife is just one woman, and rova nashim are mutaras. Memela, we have to say about the second one, yeah, but tomorrow she's going home. And kol kavuka mechza mechzadami. Oh, so why don't we just say that? Well, why do you even have to come on to why do you have to come on to the kol kavua by the first wife? Just say by the second wife. That we can't be machri al pi rov, because eventually she's going home. And memela, she's going to be the 50-50, because sof, you can't say that either. When you go to the Shorash HaSafik, there is no Safik. And you're not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. You're dining right now. Now we're mevarer the suffix. So what do we say now? We say that now she went home already. She chazra l'makom kviyusa. So they're arguing peirush hasugya. They're not arguing l'dina. Peirush hasugya, who the sugya is talking about. But l'dina, they agree. That both are true. You say, I have to say, come to Kokov one, both of them. So we asked them, Tosis and Nazir seem to say that by human beings, there's no such thing as called a parish. Human beings are by definition kavua. Human beings are by definition immobile. Human beings are by definition in a set place. So in our sugya, we're saying the man went to the woman, right? The man went to the woman and he had beer with her, he was mizan with her. So we say that he's part of the rov of the ksherim, and that's beir ha-suffix, there is no suffix. So everybody agrees here, ein lenu ela shaito. At this time, he's who cares about what's happening later. B'shas ha-bia, he was parish. Because he was mevar the suffix. When you're mevar the suffix, you're not looking at the future. You're looking at what is right now. And right now, we're mevar the suffix. We're pushing the suffix. Who cares what's going to be tomorrow? When are we metanyen? What's going to be tomorrow? When do we take an interest in what's going to be tomorrow? When we have to be paskin. We have to be machri al pi arov. We have to paskin based on a regular rov, not a rov that's machri the suffix, a rov that wipes out the suffix, but just a rov that's a rov that wipes out the suffix. You know, when we're talking about a rov that just paskins, but it doesn't wipe out the suffix, there we say, oh, it's a psak l'tamid, so we have to see what's going to be in the future. There we go, l'machar. That's why Tosin Nazir says, what about l'machar? In other words, l'machar, this woman who we met on the street is going home. And since here we're dealing with the chaticha mesupekes, so we can see also what's going to be in the future with the chaticha mesupekes, and that's why she is a din kavua, because she's going home tomorrow. So you only look at the future when you're paskining the shaila. You're saying there's a rov, there's a mute, and you have to paskin. There we can also look to the future, and if in the future there's going to be a kavua, we say it's kavua. But when you are mevarer the suffik, not mechrei the suffik, mevarer the suffik. In other words, you show that there is no suffik. There ain lanu ela shaito, and that's the case of the man going to the woman. And that's when you, right, and that's the Sharish HaSafik, did he passel, did she become psula or not psula? And Huadin, when he was Makadish, the first woman, so where is she now? Right now she's home. Since right now she's home, so Mimela, when he tries to be Makadish, a lady on the street. So, what do we say about that lady? So we say that he's married to half the women in the world. And the lady on the street, there's a 50-50 chance that she's a relative of his wife. Because when you talk about the mevar the suffix, you look at what's now. And now is the wife, that his true wife that he doesn't know about, is home. So therefore you say, not that there can't be a parish by... There can be a parish by a person. But there only is a parish by a person if you're talking about what is now. But if we talk about what is, and when you talk about what is now, when the rov is mevar, the suffix shows there is no suffix. So there is no suffix. Goodbye, suffix. So you don't look at the future. You look at what is right now. Right now there's no suffix. So there's nothing to talk about the future. There's no suffix at all. It's only when the rov is paskining, you're paskining al pi rov there, you can look at the future. And that's Tosis and Nazir. It tells us, let's look at the, we're looking at the, we're dunning legabe the woman who wants to marry now. So she's going home tomorrow. So tomorrow she's going to be kavua. So as far as the woman he originally married, so he was only sof-sof b'metzias, he only married one woman. B'metzias, he only married one woman. So memela, most of the women aren't related to her. They're only zayin krovos asuras. So we're not choshish to the fact that the rove of the woman he actually married, because the ma'aseh, the metzias is he only married one woman, and most of the women are not going to be her relative. We're focusing on a different one. We're focusing on the one who wants to marry now. And wants to marry now, so there you're paskening for good. So therefore you also have to look at what's going to be in the future. In the future, she's going home. And Mela, she also has a din of kappa. And therefore it's 50-50 that she's a surah. So that is miyashiv between these two toisisim. And just one small he'ara b'divrei Rabbeinu, that I think the big chiddush that one maybe can argue with is that when you're done legabe the second woman, you could be mit'alem from the din of the first woman. When you're done legabe the second woman, you can say that as far as the first woman is concerned, we don't say that she's kavua, we don't say that she's home right now. We say b'metzias, he married one woman, and she doesn't have a din of kavua. And therefore, the only way we're going to be matir the second woman, the only way we're going to ask her the second woman is because she's eventually going home. As far as the first woman is concerned, b'metzius, he was only mekadesh one woman. So you don't say that she is it. We don't look into the halacha of kol kavua k'machzor machzor dami. Whereas the Tosfos in Ksubis says, we're focusing on the woman he originally married, and she has a din halachli of kol kavua k'machzor machzor dami. Tosfos in Nazir says, no, we're focusing on the second woman. And the first woman, he only married one woman. So we don't view her halachic status as being kol kavua k'machzor machzor dami. So how can Tosfos in Nazir say that we don't look at the halachic status of the first woman as being kavua? If Lamaisa, now she's home. In other words, we said the two toisim aren't arguing Ladina. If Lamaisa, now she's home, so it's 50-50. So how can you say that b'metzias, he was only mekadesh one woman, and Memela, he's mutter to rove women. And Memela, he's mutter to rove women. So that's one nekuta that I'm not comfortable with. But if Moreno Ravena, the Rosh Hashiva, were around, hopefully he'd be able to explain it more. So maybe Gan Eden, or maybe one of the listeners, or more than one, can enlighten me. Akopanim, this is the Mahalach of Moreno Ravena Zetzal, if I read it right. And there's a lot more to say about this sugya. I hope we're able to revisit it. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.